Hi, my name is Holden Harris, and I'm from Louisiana in the United States. And today I'm going to talk to you about three more phrasal verbs: run out of, run out, and talk over. So the first I want to talk to you about is run out of. And don't get confused with this phrasal verb, because you can say things like, I ran out of the house, or I ran out of the store. And while that's using a verb and using run out of, that's not necessarily a phrasal verb. So the phrasal verb examples that I'm going to talk to you about come with the definition to use up or finish a supply of something. Okay, so I could say, for example, I won't be able to pay my bills if I run out of money this month. In this situation, my money supply is being exhausted and I may not be able to pay for my living expenses. So you can run out of money. I could also say, my mobile phone will run out of power if I don't charge it. In this example, my cell phone battery is being drained and it will soon power down if I don't plug it in. So your battery, you can run out of battery. Your car can run out of battery, your cell phone, your laptop, those kinds of things. So basically, you're using up that battery, you're exhausting the supply of something. And the last example of run out of I have for you is Jenny was unable to finish her English test because she ran out of time. Okay, so time is another thing that you can easily run out of. And in this example, Jenny took a test that allowed for a limited amount of time and was unable to answer all of her questions. So maybe she's taking this test and she has 60 minutes to take it, 30 minutes. If she runs out of time, she can't complete all of her questions. So you can run out of a lot of things. And like I said, the definition for this is to use up or finish a supply of something. So think of anything that you can run out of. Maybe you run out of food. You run out of time. You run out of battery. I don't know. There are a lot of things that you can run out of. Now, the next one that I want to talk about is run out. And similarly, run out can be used to talk about the direction or you leaving a certain place. Like, we were in the house and I ran out. So that means that I ran out of the house, but that's not exactly a phrasal verb. So there are a couple of definitions I have for you for run out. And the first example that I want to give you is my apartment lease agreement ran out, so I had to move to a new place. In this example, contracts only last for a certain amount of time. In this case, I have to move out of my apartment because my contract has expired. So this definition is to expire or become invalid. Anything that can expire or just the definition says, become invalid, can be something that runs out. So in this case, it's a lease agreement if you live in an apartment. Here's another example, though, using that definition. The singer switched to a better record label because her previous label contract had run out. So in this example, a group of people, basically this singer has a contract that runs out because her record label does not permit it to keep going on. Any kind of contract that you make can run out, can expire. For example, too, my driver's license, the time on my driver's license ran out. I don't have that anymore. Okay, another example though, another definition for run out is to scare away or force someone or something to leave. So you can use this to talk about many things. And the example I have for you here is, last night a raccoon was eating from Steve's prized garden, so he ran it out. Okay, so imagine Steve has a garden and raccoons are trying to steal all his food, and he says, hey, you know, don't eat my food, blah, blah, blah. Tries to scare away this raccoon. So there are a lot of things you can run out. Personally, in my house, we have some bugs that we try to run out. A couple of years ago, we had mice in our house that we tried to run out. So any kind of, you know, animal or even a person, I could say that, you know, my mom ran me out of the kitchen because I was eating all the cookies or something like that. So when you try to scare away someone, make them move, get out of your way, you're running them out. Okay, and the last phrasal verb that I want to talk about is talk over. So talk over can be used in many ways, and today I'm going to tell you about three of them. So the first, talk over, can mean to discuss something, if you're talking about anything. So the example I have is, I'm not sure where I want to go on vacation next year. Let's sit down and talk this over. So in this situation, I'm having a dilemma about where I want to go on vacation. I'm hoping to sit down and discuss this with someone so that I can consider all of my options and make a decision. So maybe me and my wife are trying to go somewhere, and we're not sure exactly where. Maybe Europe, maybe Asia, maybe Australia. But we don't know, and I don't know, but we gotta sit down and kind of discuss the situation. We have to figure out how much money we have. We have to figure out the kinds of things we want to do, the country we want to visit. We have to talk that over. So anytime you're gonna sit down with someone and discuss something, you're talking it over. Now you can also use talk over to talk about persuading someone. You can talk someone over to your side, per se. In the example I have for you, at first, my father wouldn't let me go camping, but I talked him over to my side. So in this case, I want to go camping, but my father will not allow me. So after doing my best to persuade him, he finally lets me go. So if you're able to persuade someone to do something, you're talking them over. So, you know, I wanted to buy a dog. My wife didn't want one, but I talked her over. So it means that I basically made her agree with me. I persuaded her to agree with my decision to get a new dog. And the last definition I have for talk over is to speak and be heard amid some loud noise. So if there's something, someone's playing some music, or your dogs are barking, or something is just really, really loud, you have to raise your volume and talk over that other noise. So the most basic example for this is the teacher had to talk over the noisy students. You see this very often when you have a teacher that has a classroom where students are really, really, really loud, and they have to teach, and they talk at this level, then they talk at this level, then they talk at this level. So they're having to talk over the students. You know, they have to talk over their volume. All right, so those are three phrasal verbs, as I said, run out of, run out, and talk over, and three examples for each of how you can use them. So thank you for watching today, and I hope you were able to learn something, and I will see you next time.